Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Good day. Happy Friday to you all. And we are broadcasting live in downtown Wichita in Old Town at the Courtyard by Marriott right here on East 2nd Street. And we are going to have a lot of fun during the next 2 hours because it is the send-off for Steve right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS as Steve McIntosh in the next couple of weeks wrapping up his 55-year-long career in radio. Steve, we have arrived at this moment. Pretty amazing.
We finally got here. And see all the people here. We've got almost a packed house, but it would be fun to do a morning show with that kind of audience, I think. Right, that'd be fun.
We are here on the lower level of the lobby at the Courtyard by Marriott in Old Town, so we would like you to join us anytime in the next 2 hours. If you'd like to come down and be with us live, we would love that. By the way, we have a beautiful arrangement of flowers that was sent here by Bloomerang Floral and Gifts. From Kinchai. So that's really spicing things up. So if you'd like to check them out, bloomerangfloralandgifts.com right there on 1303 East Kinchai Road.
Who brought the pizza?
K254.
Can anybody bring pizza?
It's a long 2 hours. We might get some pizza at some point. Hey, I know you are. Let's find someone from your deep past. Of McIntosh past and welcome in our first guest of the day.
Barry Gasson's with us. Barry, who was on the air as a youngster, and his name was Jack Barry. And he had the radio bug as a young man, a very young man, and he wound up being the general manager at KFH.
You weren't even born at that point.
Oh, no, That you're really old, you know that? He was the manager at KFH when I was there back in 80 to 86, around in there. And those are big times. What do you got for us this evening, sir?
Well, I am happy to be here tonight to help you celebrate. And heck, at my age, Steve, and you'll learn this, I'm happy to be anywhere, frankly. I'm 83 years old, young, and a lot has happened in radio, and so I just thought I'd take you back a couple of steps to some people who were your predecessors. Predecessors, okay. Is that okay. The word?
Yeah.
They came before you, did.
Older guys.
Yes.
Do you?
And, kind of tell you about some news people that you may not have heard of, but they were shining stars on KFH. I really mean this when I say I love radio people, and I'll prove that for you in a minute or so. you've been around 55 years. As long as I was in radio, I didn't ever make that mark. So Ooh. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I got sidetracked. I tell you what, I could fib about it. I could add 10 years. There was a 10-year period that I did a volunteer job at public radio, if you'll pardon the expression, and I did a jazz show for them. I don't know if anybody remembers the Jazz Cafe or not, but that was my goal for 10 years. That was kind of radio, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Even with that, I'm still not up to Steve McIntosh, I can tell you that. This is some kind of world record that you've done. I ended up owning an ad agency for 10 years, and that was fun. But we are getting older, and I do only have one piece of advice for you.
Okay.
As you get older, getting up in the morning, rolling over out of bed, not a problem. Getting up off the floor, that's a different story.
I'll remember that.
I said I love radio people. Let me prove it to you. My wife took a summer job at KFH. This is back in 1903. She's listening. I better not say that. She came to work part-time on the summer, and I was the 25-year-old operations manager, which is a big title for a 25-year-old. And their way of not paying me any more money at the time, have a big title. I fell in love with her immediately, and she's not the only radio person that I love. I think it's a great industry and a great way to go to work every day, and it was truly a fun time for me, and I hope it was that fun for you. I was 15 years old when I started at KFH. They first said, you can work in the news department. About, I don't know, 20 minutes later, they said, maybe he could pick out records. Not a news guy.
Pick out records.
But I got to know the news people of the day, some of whom slopped over, if you pardon that phrase, and you will know. Some of them you won't know. The first one you do know, George Doyle.
Worked with George, yep.
George is famous for having driven the station news car through the side of the KFH building at one point. That wasn't good.
There's more to that story, but it's not terrible.
Yeah. George was from Boston, and I don't know how he got to Wichita, but other than the driving problem and maybe a couple other issues, George was a pro. He was one of the best news writers I've ever come across. He was wonderful with people. He was a good guy. And
man, a few words, usually no.
Yes, I learned a lot from George.
Yeah.
On the opposite side of George is a fellow who came out of rock and roll radio. Nobody here, I don't think, is old enough to remember KLEO, Cleo.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, yeah.
These are old people, yes, Cleo.
They had a newsman named Roger N.
Roger N. Wilson.
And we stole him away, and he came to work for KFH. Wonderful guy. And I learned a lot about the news business from Roger before he departed and went back to Topeka.
Great toupee. He had a great toupee.
There's another guy that some of you older folks may remember, Fred Huddleston. He did, you'd never want to meet Fred, but he was a wonderful all-night newsman. Can you imagine having an all-night radio newsman in today's economy? You can't.
He had his own office at PD.
Yeah.
He did.
And he did the midnight news and on through, and in effect read the police blotter to people. I watched him work one night and realized how important contacts are to people who are in the news business.
Absolutely.
And try to do it on a daily business. Two other names that you might know, Mike Lonicky, Mike was a member of the Singing Quakers before he joined KFH. Great voice.
Was Mike Mead?
What's that?
Was he Mike Mead on the air?
No, he was by Mike. Mike Lonicky on the radio. And was a really, really good newsman. But got out of news, kind of drifted away, and ended up being the general manager of WBBM in Chicago. So there is hope for you if you like to get out. Tracy Rowlett, same thing, great newsman, ended up in Dallas, Texas.
He's a graduate of Wichita West High School, which I am also.
Very good.
Tracy.
So 55 years for the Fowler Flash.
Fowler Flash, yes.
Little kid from Fowler, Kansas, who grew up. He won this.
Pete Barry, don't touch that.
Oh, sorry. You could get hurt with this.
That's the Marconi Award.
That's the Marconi.
I've never seen it up close, actually. But the Marconi Award is cherished by broadcast people. And Steve won it.
Steve, no, me and him.
I'm sorry. We'll try not to get it dirty anymore.
Get over there.
The other award that comes to mind is the retirement. Let's see. What was the other award? The Marconi Award.
We got to Marconi. That's
yes,
it.
Yes, the Marconi is one that is cherished again. The reason I mentioned all the news people is they were the best of their day. And I have to tell you, honestly, and I'm not saying that because I'm sitting here and it's your going away evening, you were better than any of them.
Oh, wow. You really were. No, no. Come on, Barry. Come on. Really? I guess I was.
I think one of the reasons you did well, I know it's one of the reasons I did well in broadcasting and later in advertising, we both have secret weapons that you may have heard about. His weapon's name is Shelley. My weapon's name is Connie. They're our wives.
Yeah. I agree.
And I need to talk about two other women, if I could, who were instrumental in my life and your life. The first one I hired about 1980, and she became the first, I think, if it's incorrect, I don't want to know because I'm proud of hiring, the very first female sales manager in Wichita radio, Linda Carrier Metz.
Wichita's Linda, number one talk. Yes.
College and thought she'd make a good radio salesperson. She did really well. I was glad I hired her. You all know her. If you work for Great Empire or you work for, not Great Empire, Intercom, she became the market manager later and the first female manager of a group of radio stations. Jackie Wise is her name. Jackie was the one who I think really gave green light to Steve and Ted to be Steve and Ted. So I think we owe Jackie a big round of applause.
Yeah, we do. We owe a lot of people a lot of people. You know what? We have we need to get to the phone, so we want
Barry,
to thank
you.
Barry for being
Congratulations
here.
Congratulations for 55 years, and here's to many, many more in retirement.
All right. Thank you, Barry. Nice words. Thank you, Barry.
Hey, Steve, we have somebody on the phone lines that wants to get going with you, and you need to tell me who this is.
It's Coyote Calhoun in Louisville, and he worked in the Wichita market as Jack Diamond at night on KEYN. And this guy, he was something. He had a gorilla. He did his jokes with the gorilla. And Coyote's with us today, right? Good morning. Good evening, Coyote. Good to see you.
Hey, yeah, good evening. Hey, how you doing, pal? Well, listen, I'm really glad you gave me the opportunity to give you a phone call on your retirement. And 55 years, I made it 45, which I thought was 45 was unbelievable. But to make it 55 years in the same market is unheard of. And I would say along the way, you probably become the most revered news person in radio in the whole state of Kansas. So no way back in 1971 when I came to Wichita that I think you or me were going to be in the kind of position we finally got ourselves into.
Coyote, you've got to have, don't you have two Marconis?
Yeah, but here's the thing about it. If somebody would have told us when in 1971 when I came to work in Wichita, and you and I are the same age, and I think at the time we'd only been radio for a couple of years, maybe. But I was doing the all-night show, and of course, and you were the entire news department for KEYM. But if somebody would have come up to us at that time and said, you know something? You guys, later on in your career, are going to win Marconi Awards, which are the biggest award of broadcasting. And they said, and that's not all. You're also going to be inducted into the Kansas the Hall of Fame in Kansas, and Coyote or Jack Donovan, as I was called back then, you're going to be inducted into Kentucky Halls of Fame. Yeah, we would look at each other and said, you guys are out of your mind. You're nuts. You and I, we're in one of these wars. Bob Brady is paying us $75 a week.
Coyote, if we did a show together, it would be unreal.
Hey, you Coyote, know what? We did one night.
One night.
Election night of 1972. Election night. And I had people come up and tell me afterwards it was the most entertaining thing they had heard in a long time.
That's awesome.
All we did
Coyote?
Was
Coyote?
Yeah.
Thanks for giving us a call,
Thank
Cody.
You, Coyote.
Coyote, and you know, you were mentioning the Kansas Association of Broadcasters there, and coming up after a quick break, we're going to check in and talk about some of the things you've won from the KAB, Steve. We'll be right back on our send-off for Steve, live from downtown Wichita, the courtyard by Marriott. We'll be back right after this.
I talked to the sheriff of Sedgwick County, Johnny Darr. He was one of a small army of lawmen and news reporters and ambulance technicians down here. And it was an utterly terrifying situation for a few minutes there. We have had, according to Sheriff Darr, eight persons wounded, a total of eight wounded, it looks like. At least two of them are dead. Two, it looks like they were workmen, were shot. We don't know how serious they are. And I understand that one of our news media reporters from here in Wichita is one of the fatalities, has been shot and killed. I'm not at liberty to say who it is at this time. Sheriff Darr asked me to keep it off the record, and I'm going to respect his wishes on that. But one of our news reporters was shot through the heart and killed.
Once again, welcome back to our send-off for Steve. You just heard audio there of Steve covering the one of the terrible events in our city's history.
The Holiday Inn Sniper.
Yeah. You were down there covering it while he was still firing.
Still shooting. Not in my direction, frankly, luckily.
Well, it's because of coverage like that and being at events like that that you have won so many awards over the years from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, and we're glad to bring in a Greg Hibbler from the KAB. Greg, thanks for coming down today.
Greg. Absolutely. Honored to be here.
What do you got for us?
Well, Steve, as you know, the mission of the...
Wait a minute. You didn't bring pizza, did you?
I did not bring pizza. But I brought you another shiny award, so. as you know, the mission of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters is to advocate on behalf of our member stations, both in Washington, D.C. and the state capital in Topeka. It's to educate and train our members and young professionals about the opportunities within the careers in the industry, and then also to celebrate. And that's what we're here today for, is to celebrate your illustrious career and all of your accomplishments.
Well, thank you. That's very nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do want to remind the folks, as we've talked about, there's a lot of different awards on displays here, but Steve was honored in the Kansas Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame in 2008, so one of the legends in our industry.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And I must say, a very, very proud moment for me. The KAB is all right.
Well deserved. So just on behalf of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, I want to congratulate you on this achievement, this milestone. You know, you're a legend within the industry, and we've grown listening to you for many, many years and are appreciative of that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Greg Hibbler.
Greg Hibbler from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters joining us here today. Hey, we have another great name, a name that has already been brought up tonight, name that somebody that oversaw your career for quite a while. Let's welcome Jackie Wise to our show today. She's on the phone with us.
Congratulations on your retirement, Mac.
Thank you, Jackie.
Morning radio in Wichita is never going to be the same.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I was glad to hear that you finally pulled the trigger on your retirement. Good for you.
I did, and I tell the story that when we came to KNSS in 98, January of 1998, and my understanding is you were instrumental in having something to do with that happening. Is that true?
Well, I thought I was, but you always gave Tim Link the credit for that.
Yeah, well, I think Tim Link didn't do anything until you told him what to do, though.
Of course, when you and Jackie started out, Steve,
true.
She was in sales, and then she became our general manager here in Wichita for many, many years.
Yeah, you were in sales, then you became the manager for several years.
In fact, when I got into this business in 1982, you had been there quite a few years. And fortunately, through the 40 years I was in radio, I was able to work with you. We worked together about 31 of those 40 years. It was great.
Yeah, before that, when you were just a young girl over on the west side of Wichita, you'd heard all about me, right?
Well, I got to tell you, it was true. I was over at my friend Ann Blackburn's house, and you were over there with her brother Bob, and we were just kind of giddish at how cute you were and what a popular guy you were. And to think that I would get to work with you someday, I was thrilled.
Well, I'll tell you, Bob's sitting about 30 feet from me right now, so there you go.
Oh, is he really? Well, hello,
yes.
Bob.
Jackie, hey, I know that I have a suspicion that there were several occasions where you had to at least explain to the owners of our radio station what I was doing and why I was even there. I know you covered for me a few times.
You know, Steve, I have to tell you, it was such a pleasure to work with you all of those years. And you were an absolute professional. And I think what I really liked about working with you is you understood the business of news and how important it was, and, no doubt you're going to be sorely missed by listeners and coworkers alike. It was my privilege, seriously, although we kidded each other a lot, it was my pleasure to work with you all of those years, and I wish you and Shelley the best on this new adventure.
All right. Hey, thanks, and it was always great working with you, Jackie. Jackie Wise. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jackie. We appreciate it. Thanks for giving us a call. Jackie said you will be sorely missed. I think the key word is sorely.
Sorely.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Hey.
There's ointments for those.
That's right. We are coming to you live from the Courtyard by Marriott here in downtown Wichita as our live send-off for Steve here on KNSS this afternoon. We have a great live crowd with us, and we're going to take a very quick break. And when we come back, highly ranked government officials might materialize.
All right.
So we'll be right back after that. Thanks for being with us here this afternoon. We'll be right back after a short break on the send-off for Steve here on KNSS.
Back live on KFH, our guest is Tom Bashaw. And Tom, we've been talking for a little bit here about KFH. We talked about Dick Rippey a moment ago. Let's talk about somebody else. Let's talk about some of the sports guys who used to be here. I grew up listening to Rick Weaver on my receiver.
And Rick is Rick is about ready to retire. He is in Miami. He does the Dolphins. And from here, however, he went to Chicago, did the Chicago Blackhawks hockey games, and he did basketball for Loyola University and some others, I think DePaul maybe too. But from there, he went to Miami, Florida, and has been with the Dolphins now for a number of years.
Is that
and
right?
Does the Dolphins games, yeah. He's about ready to retire, though. He's in his late 60s, as I recall.
Well, he was one of the people who inspired me to become a radio announcer. When I was young, we also had a guy named Gus Grebe.
All right, some great historical audio once again there from Steve McIntosh from back in the day as we are live here in downtown Wichita, Courtyard by Marriott, for the send-off for Steve here on KNSS. And as promised, here after the break, a highly ranked government official has arrived. Mayor Lily Wu is with us here on the live broadcast. Good day, Mayor Wu.
Thank you for having me at the send-off. I am just so excited to see faces in the audience because at 7:30 in the mornings on Mondays, I don't know who's actually listening. So who listens on Mondays at 7:30 a.m.?
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you all very much for supporting KNSS and Steve and Ted. And I'm just so grateful to be here to send you off on your next chapter.
Thank you. I think.
Oh, come on. You're excited, right?
Yeah, I just got to be on TV a while ago. You know what that's like.
Yes.
You miss doing TV?
I actually miss my colleagues. I wanted to become a journalist since I was 8 years old, and so that was my dream career. So I do miss it. I miss storytelling.
Okay. Did you want to say something?
Yes. So I wanted to say congratulations to you and your wonderful career here in Wichita. But I know that you're not leaving, so you're going to be a Wichitan.
Sure.
And you're going to continue providing us with that love for our community. We will miss you sharing the news, though. So I'm also going to miss hearing your voice on Monday mornings. I have appreciated the last 2 years getting to hear from you about what you've done over the weekend, but also what has been happening around the community. So on behalf of the Wichita City Council, I actually bring you something.
Wow.
Yes. So on behalf of the city of Wichita, I have this special recognition on your career, Steve. We're really grateful to you.
Well, thank you.
I know as a fellow journalist, how much you care about the craft of news telling, but also of community building. And so this certificate says, for Steve McIntosh, in honor of an extraordinary career in Wichita broadcasting. This certificate is awarded in recognition of more than 55 years of exceptional service, dedication, and commitment to informing the Wichita community. Steve McIntosh has shaped how generations receive news, weather, and morning information. His trusted reporting has guided the public through major events, and his steady presence on KNSS has become an essential part of daily life in Wichita. His work has set a standard for broadcasting in Kansas, reflecting professionalism, honesty, and calm leadership throughout historic moments and breaking stories. With deep appreciation, we celebrate his retirement and honor a remarkable lifetime of public service. Congratulations, Steve.
Yay!
Thank you, Mayor. And that was very well written, by the way. Did you write that?
I had some help. But really, I'll tell you on behalf of who, as a fellow journalist, I look up to individuals who appreciate the craft of being honest, of being transparent, but also providing the information that community needs at an important time. And your steady leadership in journalism, in broadcasting, is what we appreciate most. As a fellow journalist, thank you for your service to the entire community of Wichita and Sedgwick County.
Thank you, Mayor Wu. Very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor Lily Wu joining us tonight live here at the Courtyard by Marriott on our send-off for Steve here on KNSS. We have received, Steve has received, a lot of great proclamations and messages and declarations, and our friend Zeb here, our coworker, has a few of those, and we're going to share a couple of those with us right now as we're going to gather up some of them and kind of let you know what's going on with all these fantastic proclamations coming in from the mail truck, and Zeb's going to fill us in on a few of those.
Let's do this. Pick one. Any
this
card.
One,
this one.
Top one.
All right, this top one that comes in a very nice leather envelope directly from Washington, D.C.
Hey.
So this is from Senator Jerry Moran. Thank you for more than 55 years of outstanding service in broadcasting. Your on-air presence has long captivated listeners, and your role as a co-host of the Steve and Ted Morning Show in Wichita has made you a familiar and trusted voice. I am grateful for your steadfast commitment to excellence and to delivering factual, dependable journalism. Good things continue to happen in our state because of dedicated individuals like you. Congratulations on your well-deserved retirement, best wishes, and let me know if I could ever be of service to you. And that's from our friend Jerry Moran.
Senator Moran.
Very nice.
Thank you. That's nice.
What else we got here?
This is from the National Weather Service, our friend Chance Hayes.
Oh, Chance.
The National Weather Service office in Wichita would like to thank Steve for his incredible partnership with our office and life-saving service he provides to his listeners. With Steve's length of service and commitment to his listeners, the number of people that are likely kept away from harm's way is immeasurable. He was a calming voice during times of high stress, but also one of comfort and humor during his interviews in preparation for the upcoming weather seasons. It is with such gratitude that we wish Steve the utmost happiness in his retirement. Your partner and friend at the National Weather Service, Chance Hayes.
Chance Hayes.
Very nice. Yeah. Before you get the next one, I wanted to ask you, Steve, we had Mayor Wu here. Who was the mayor when you started in radio in 1970?
Must have been John Stevens, maybe.
Okay.
They rotated at that time.
Yeah, there was a new mayor every
Don
year.
Don Enoch was on there.
Mayor Wu doesn't like that plan.
O'Donnell, Dr. Or excuse, Gary Porter was a psychiatrist. Yeah. Connie Peters was on there during your year.
All right, who's next?
Now, we got quite a book from our friend Larry Hatterberg, so I'm going to give us the
clip.
Yeah,
the abridged version.
There's eight paragraphs. Don't read all of them.
Steve, I actually hate to hear that you're retiring. While it's a wonderful thing for you, it takes away a journalist who has been a gift to our Wichita community. Now, that's the little cliff notes there.
Who's that from?
That's from our friend Larry Hatterberg.
Yeah. I've never been one of Hatterberg's people.
Never?
No.
Never. The next one's going to be coming from the mayor's office in Derby.
Derby, okay.
On behalf of the city of Derby, I extend my sincere appreciation and congratulations upon your retirement following many years of exceptional service to the Wichita metro area and the residents of Derby. Now, I one thing I want to point out, it's just exceptional. It's not exemplary.
Oh, okay.
Anybody else seeing that?
Mark Stats.
Very nice.
This one's going to be from our friend Ron Estes.
Ron Estes, U.S.
Congratulations on your retirement. For nearly three decades and more than 7,000 episodes, Kansans have tuned in to start their mornings with you and Ted on one of the most recognizable morning shows in the region. Every time I've joined you and Ted in studios or over the phone, I've enjoyed the conversation and banter that made your long-running show so successful. Your radio career has been marked by impressive recognitions like your Marconi Award for Outstanding Talent. I know that KNSS listeners will miss your voice and humor, which have been the start to their day for the past 28 years. Now, that's from our friend Ron Estes.
Ron Estes, U.S. Representative.
Very nice.
Nice.
And our last physical one here, all the way from the Capitol, this is from our Governor Laura Kelly.
Hey.
On behalf of the state of Kansas, I would like to congratulate you on your retirement from the airwaves after more than 50 years of broadcasting in Kansas. Your commendable service began in 1970, and since you have worked for radio stations throughout Kansas, such as KEYN, KFH, and KNSS. During your career, you were part of a Marconi Award-winning station, and your diligent work earned you a regional Edward R. Murrow Award. These awards underscore the impact that you have, and not only on your local community, but the state of Kansas as a whole. I commend you for a job well done, and best wishes for a long and enjoyable retirement.
Governor Kelly.
Yay!
Thank you, Zeb.
Absolutely.
Zeb does a real good job for us. We got a special guest right there.
Zeb, thanks for bringing those to us. And we've even got other people that have sent Steve messages. So time permitting, we'll get to some of those. Hey, we're going to welcome in another guest, somebody that we see every morning for the last 20 years.
At 6:50 freaking 4 in the morning.
Live in studio, it's Don Grant, the Money Tracker, CFP.
Thank you. What are you laughing at?
You are such a such. We've gotten to know him over the years, and of course, he's a big star in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Monster in the Closet?
Yeah. You want to run.
Donald Grant.
They haven't.
Don't have a beer before you'll fall asleep.
Oh, it's a great movie. You've done a good job for us.
Well, thank you. Congratulations. 22 years I've been a part of this show with you guys, and I have enjoyed every minute. It's not the content, it's the banter.
Yeah, because the stuff you bring is really awful.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The stuff I bring is horrid. Nobody wants to listen to any money stuff.
Yeah.
But it's the fun that we have when we talk. I've gotten to know you guys. We haven't done our annual lunch this year or the last 3 years. It's been a little slow in the business, you know? So I'm kidding. anyway, you guys are amazing. I have enjoyed every minute with you guys, and we're going to miss you horribly.
Okay. Well, thank you. And you've been a treat. I mean,
oh, you don't have to
return
the favor. That
segment we do at 6:50 is great. We love it. Thank
well,
you.
The funnest part is coming in. It's a highlight of my day. So good luck with everything. Are you going to finally give me your cell phone number so I can call you?
No.
Oh, come on.
I'll give you my wife's.
Well, that flip phone, you know, he has a hard time opening up that flip phone sometimes, you know. So okay. Anyway, congratulations on 55 years. You are amazing. I love you. And Ted, I look forward to continuing with Ted a little bit longer and with what's his name? You know, the new guy who's coming in. It's going to be a good show, so I did that intentionally. So, anyway, thank you for letting me be a part of it.
That's been fun.
Thank you, Don. Don Grant, Money Tracker CFP.
A monster in the closet. What you got?
Yeah, and just wanted to say that Don's a great example of somebody that we've had on with us for 20 years. And we go back to the days when we had a different special guest on every day of the week.
That's right.
When we had Father H, the cigar-smoking priest, was on, and we had a local lawyer on with us once a week, and we had Bonnie Bing. Wichita Eagle was on with us every Friday, and those were fun days, having these great pillars of the community join us every morning, and we always had a good time welcoming them on, and they were great to be on with us and be part of the deal.
That's always fun. You find somebody who can bring a little content, and then you have fun with them after that. Mm-hmm. Start teasing them. Okay.
So that's the way it works. That's something we've certainly enjoyed. All right, we are live here in downtown Wichita, the Courtyard by Marriott. It's our big live send-off for Steve after 55 years in the business here on KNSS this evening. Steve will, of course, be on the morning show for the next couple of weeks through the end of the year, but we're having a big whoop-de-doo today here downtown with a live studio audience. We're glad everybody's here. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back at the send-off for Steve here in downtown Wichita right after this on KNSS.
Oh, boy, I got some good stuff here. It's on Dallas.
Okay.
Ever notice how Larry Hagman, the star of Dallas,
J.R.,
gets his picture on the People and Us magazines every week?
Mm-hmm.
And also on the National Enquirer and Star and all those other things?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's going to get even bigger billing. He's going to be talked about on the Weatherwax Lighter Side of the News show. Television actor Larry Hagman says the shooting of J.R. Ewing in the season's final episode of Dallas was a contract job.
Whoa.
Hagman, who plays J.R., explains that whether the ruthless character lives or dies will depend on the contract he gets with CBS. Hagman told People magazine...
Writing character, isn't it?
The producers figure if I demand too much money, then I'm
Wichita's
sure
no.
There you go. Welcome back. We are at the live send-off for Steve here on KNSS this afternoon. We're coming to you from the Courtyard by Marriott live here on 2nd Street. We're very glad to be with you today as we say that was great audio we just heard.
It's a little character.
Back one of your characters you did back in the day that people still remember, J.P. Weatherwax.
Yep. The Anchorman of the Year.
Yeah.
Yes, he originated the phrase, when the news breaks, Jay will fix it.
Well, you know, Steve, there are still people here in town that have audio cassettes of your J.P. Weatherwax stuff from back in the 70s.
Well, I'd like to have those. I need to
digitalize those. Right. That's good stuff. All right, welcome back. We are paying tribute to Steve McIntosh after 55 years in the business. He'll be on the air through the end of the year, but today we're having a nice gathering here downtown. One of the many dignitaries that have now joined us live here on scene is former KWCH sportscaster and long-time aviation worker and all sorts of great things. He is now in retirement, the great Jim Coby.
Thank you.
Let's see there. Look at that.
Thank you to all you people who have never heard of me. boy, this is embarrassing. I'm just staying here at the Courtyard, and I came downstairs for the businessman's mixer. And,
you stumbled in.
Yes, that's right. And of course, I have a proclamation from the National Arborist Society for you.
Thank you.
You know, in all honesty, Steve, I don't know if people know this, but I'm kind of a historian of radio. And, I have tape.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's reel-to-reel tapes of your very first show. Back when it was Lucky Strike presents the Stephen Ted News Hour. Yeah. And by the way, few people know, original Ted character played by Maury Amsterdam.
Maury Amsterdam. That's what this evening lacked, was the Maury Amsterdam reference.
There you
Thank
go.
Thank you.
But anyway, there's some yucks for you. But hey, 55 years is amazing. And I've told this to you before, you know this, but I will tell this for this worldwide audience. When I was a teenager, I dared to move the dial from KLEO on AM over to the Renegade FM dial, the Rock of Wichita, 103.7 KEYN. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Rock of Wichita, KEYN. And anyway, of course, I'm just there to listen to CJ the DJ.
Yeah.
But I would hear the Macintosh report, and I would stop everything and listen to the Macintosh report because it was news presented like I had never heard before. You know, somebody taking an angle at a news topic, and I thought it was fascinating. And when I left my very little storied career, you actually did a Macintosh report about me, and that is one of the greatest thrills, you know, of my career. And I thank you for that, and I thank you for 55 years on the wireless.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. The Cobra, we call him. Yes, sir. One of the.
Thank you, Jim Kobe.
Thank you, Jim. And
drinks on Steve.
And Jim, what did you tell Steve about retirement?
Oh, it is fantastic.
All right. Good words for Steve as we get going on here. We are live at the big send-off for Steve, honoring Steve McIntosh here on this Friday afternoon, live here on KNSS. We have another special guest joining us, somebody that basically, I think, built and put together every piece of equipment that Steve used in 55 years. Who do we got, Steve?
This gentleman's name is Larry Wagoner, and Larry is his air name. He was on the air for a while as Alan McKay, but he was so awful they took him off again. And he and I did a morning show together. He is what we call an engineer in the business. He just about had every radio station in this market on the air at one time or another. I mean, this guy is a genius of technical stuff. Hey, how are you doing, buddy?
I guess where I had the most genius was putting up with Steve McIntosh when his very first job on radio.
Oh, well, we did a morning show together, and all you did was tell jokes about my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law was an object of all your jokes, and they were right out of the Reader's Digest. They were crummy.
Well, Steve has always said that deep down where it counts, I'm shallow.
That's an example of the great humor we get. We had a good time, man. You know, the thing is, when I started at KUIN, there was a microphone and a desk. And I said, Larry, I need some equipment. He said, so we went out in the garage and found an old Gates board. Long story short, he patched together all the equipment I had so I could actually do a news story and do all my carts and everything. Thank you for doing that. That was helpful.
Well, Steve back then did just a fantastic job at radio, but also going to get like snacks for me and things,
yeah, going to the donut shop over on West Street,
right.
Yeah, that was a good stuff. Well, listen, we had one of your buddies, Barry Gasson, here a while ago, and we're talking about the fact that you and he and two other people were in a plane crash together one time,
right?
And I think it was a biplane, wasn't it?
Well, no.
All right, thanks for being with us. Anything else you want to say?
Well, not anything good. So,
it's a pleasure to see you, bud.
Good to see you. And again, congratulations. And let's see, what was that very first job you had in radio?
It was KWBB. That was my first job.
Well, I was going to say, I thought your first job was working with me. But
that was the second job. Thanks, Larry.
Hey, thanks to Larry Wagoner.
Larry Wagoner.
For joining us here live on the program.
That's no exaggeration. He did keep almost every radio station in town.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Are you talking?
Oh, no, okay. Well, we take it, Steve. I mean, well, people are here. Do we have something to go to? Or? Oh, okay, let's go.
Jed Chambers.
Hello.
Jed. All right.
Well, there he is.
Yeah, hi. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine.
By the way, before we go to Jed, we've only had basically like three producers. We've had a few more, but there are three main
ones.
This
is in 28 years.
In 28 years. Dave Wilson, who is here in the audience with us right now. And Dave has been on radio a long time. He's currently hosting his own show, The Dave Show, over on KUIN.
Yep.
And then we had a guy named Ken Smiley for several years. We worked with him for 7 or 8 years, and I think he said 7 or 8 words. But he was fantastic. Great guy. Ryan Terry, who worked with us for a while, is here live with us today, and he ran the show for a little bit. And now, Jad, I'm going to go ahead and let you take it, because, Jad, you have been with us now for how many years as our producer?
It's been quite a few years that I've been producer there, and I've got to say, all jokes aside, and I'm the one that just constantly makes jokes about Steve most of the time, and Ted too, but, you know, mostly Steve, but it really has been an honor to work with Steve all these years, and I've just gotten to work with so many great professionals, and, you know, everybody says it's very strange that I've only ever worked in this one particular area, this one job that I've had out here, but I've had the pleasure of working with the great people that I've worked with, and Steve and Ted for such a long time. It really has been an honor.
Well, we appreciate
thank you, Jed. You do a good job. And by the way, my Facebook crashed this week, and I need some help on that, okay?
Yeah, I'll make sure that we get it fixed on Monday. Do you remember your password?
What? Is that the first thing or the second thing?
We'll get to that on Monday.
Yeah, I don't think I probably do. But. All right. Well, hey, Jad, it's been a pleasure. You've done a great job for us.
Yeah, Jad is a great guy. And please, people, remember, Jad is the only other person in the room when Steve and I get talking about Turner Classic Movies and go off down a road that Jad does not want to hear about. So,
yeah, his
bless
eyes,
his heart, he's
his
put up with that for many
over.
Years.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks, Jad. We have another special guest with us here. This is maybe the most special guest of all. Steve, I'm not going to introduce her. You introduce her.
This is my first wife, St. Shelley. Do you know how to use this? We don't let her talk. All right.
Well, actually, we're joined at the hip.
Go ahead.
It's literally going to.
Here's your chance.
Hey,
go ahead. Just talk.
I'm not the one on the radio. We're joined at the hip, literally now, 24/7.
Okay, that's all. We're not going to get much out of her because one of the things about St. Shelley is she cries very easily. So she, you've been a good wife. Good wife. All right.
Yeah, we're glad to have her here tonight. And yay! And you have several members of your family here tonight, Steve. So it's good to have them here as well.
Yes, we do. And yours? You have one or two there?
Yeah, my sister is here, and so we're having a big big old time. It's Steve O'Boyer, who worked with us for many years, is here live with us here today. I saw Hatman Jack back sporting a nice hat.
Yep.
Is that Tom Quillen up there? I see. We worked with Tom many years ago.
You betcha. Great production guy.
And it's been we're glad to see so many familiar faces. And Dave Dahl was here earlier, the color broadcaster for soccer basketball. So it's good to see these wonderful faces here that have shown up to pay tribute, Steve.
Okay. Well, we probably don't have time for another guest. We have just a couple minutes left.
Who do you want?
I don't want anybody. Go ahead.
Maybe we start to talk about some of the things in 55 years. When you were that young apple-cheeked lad that came on the air 55 years ago, I know none of us can see what's going to happen in the years ahead, but now it's time to look back a little bit on some of that and think about all the amazing things that have happened.
I really wanted to be a sports guy. I wanted to do play-by-play baseball. But in Wichita, there was nothing open. So my first job was in news at KWBB. Which was 1410 and the home of the Happy Hot Shots. And got to just pay about 6 months there before I got fired for the first time. And then walked across the street to a place called KEYN in 1970 and spent 10 years over there. And believe me, when you ever seen a segment of WKRP in Cincinnati, we were wilder than that. They were tame by our. And then I worked for several years in the 80s at KFH. I thought I saw Dave Dahl up there. No, I did not. I started out, I didn't know where it was going to go. I thought, I just need a full-time job that pays something. So here we are.
Here we are.
And you've been a pleasure to work with, partner.
Well, I mean, let's set up the stage, too, that you were in radio for so many years. For a few years there, you were not. And that really set the stage for this final chapter in your career, which has now lasted almost 30 years, as you and I have been together on KNSS.
I did about 3.5 years at a neat company called Bright Voice.
Yeah.
And it was a good company and all that. It just wasn't my cup. That wasn't what I wanted to do. I wanted to get back in radio. And when I got a chance to come back and work with you and Mike Kennedy and Wilson, Dave Wilson, and Tim Link, and Jackie Wise, I said, and Jack Oliver. Jack Oliver was there.
Yeah.
That was terrific, and I didn't know we were going to do 28 years together and pile up KAB awards like crazy and win one of these. That Marconi Award is something special.
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah,
we were very proud of that, and it just must be very rewarding for you when we think back of all of those years to have this great turnout today and see so many familiar faces. And you know, we're on the radio. We don't see these faces when we're talking every morning, but it's so great to have everybody here today. And we really want to thank you for coming out and being part of this.
You have several of my grandkids here.
Yeah.
And some.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
A woman I took to the prom, a number of people, great people, wonderful people.
Once again, we are here live at the Courtyard by Marriott in downtown Wichita for the big send-off for Steve. As we, Steve is culminating 55 years in the business, and this is, you know, you said you wanted to be a sportscaster, and so did I. So we barely made it. I guess I'll finish with this little story. I know you love this story.
Please don't.
Yeah. No, you don't want me? No, all right. Yeah. Well, Steve. So Steve's bugging me. He's like, I want to do play-by-play with you. I want to do a sports broadcast with you. So finally I said, fine, I'm doing Northwest football Friday night. You're my color guy. So he was really excited. We get out there, and you know, it's the fall, and it gets to be dusk by about 7:45 or 8 o'clock, and the lights are on at Northwest Stadium. Steve leans over to me and goes, I'm not going to be much help to you the rest of the way. I can't read any of the numbers.
It was a very short color sports career.
Hey, we want to thank you all for being out
thank
here.
You
once
so
again,
much.
This
thank
is you. Steve McIntosh, 55 years in the business, and I want to thank Zeb and Tony,
Zeb,
and all these people here at Courtyard by Marriott. Thank you for being with us today. Steve McIntosh, our big send-off for Steve. Thanks for being with us here at the Courtyard by Marriott in downtown Wichita. Thank you and good night on KNSS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.